We're doing the Avat Chesed. Bechtetzim had been discussing that when people make this institution that they prohibit the poor from going around collecting because they have a public fund and they don't let people go collecting. So sometimes the widows and the orphans get hurt by it. And the Torah warns us to be careful when they call out to Hashem. Hashem listens. And the Rambam writes, Chayav Adam Nizer Ban Manot V'Yitomim. A person has to be careful with widows and orphans. How should you treat them? One must talk to them gently. One must treat them respectfully. Don't pain them physically with work, and don't hurt their heart with speech that is harsh. A person has to be more careful with their money than his own money. Anyone that afflicts them, angers them, pains them, made them work hard, he presses them, or ibed mamonan, or caused their money to be lost, harei ze over belo ta'aseh. He has transgressed the biblical prohibition. And even more so, someone who beats them or curses them. And this prohibition, although the courts would not give lashes over this, but the Torah explicitly states the punishment. God says, if one afflicts them, God says that a God gets angry and kills the person with the sword. God made a covenant that any time they call out because they've been treated unfairly, God answers. As the verse says, if he calls out to me, God says, I listen. Rabbeinu Yonah also writes, if someone afflicts or pains a widow or an orphan, ben begezel, ben beoshek, ben beachlama, v'chol minei tzar, by stealing from him, by withholding his wages, by shaming him, any type of pain, chayav mita bidei shamayim, then he is punishable by death at the hands of heaven. And the Chinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, shekatav gamken media shafilu bedibu be'alma, that even if you just say something that slights them, that too is biblically prohibited. Im mitzer otanu v'gamken belav ze, then he also transgresses this prohibition. And the Chafetz Chaim says, I wonder, all those people who are so involved in this institution, why aren't they concerned about the biblical prohibition of afflicting the widow or the orphan? The Torah says, even if the widow or the orphan are wealthy, the Torah warns us to treat them with care, as is explicit in the Rambam. And how much more so, here we're talking about the orphans and the widows that are impoverished and their hearts are broken. And in their lives they suffer exile and shame. How great is the punishment of anyone who causes to add to their dire situation, and someone who supports this institution that severs their source of sustenance and causes them ultimately to be chased out of the city. A person should always take note and be concerned from the outcry of the poor. Kmo dichtiv, as the verse says, he who doesn't listen when the poor call out, then when he calls out, well, he will also find that in heaven they are not listening to him. A person has to know that they have the best supporter, they have the best person standing on their side. There's no one like him, it's God. As the verse says, God stands to the right of the poor to save him from those that punish him. Who would dare touch those that are friends of the king, a physical king, and think they'd get away with it? And certainly the people who are so close to the King of all kings, to God, who are the people that are closest to God? The verse says the people who are oppressed, the people who are down at the bottom rung of society, their hearts are broken. As the verse says, "Karov Hashem lenishperei lev." Hashem is close to those that have a broken heart. V'ita b'vayikra Rabba, the Medrash says, "Amar Rabbi Avin." Rabbi Avin taught us, "Hani ozeh omed al pitchacha, v'akadosh baruch hu omed al yamino." When the poor man comes to your door, you should know that God is standing on his right. K'dichtiv ki yamod limin evyon. The verse says, God is standing to the right of the poor. Im natata lo, if you gave him something, da, then I want you to know, mishomed al yamino noten lecha schalcha. Then the one standing on the right of the poor, he's going to give you back your wages. Im lo natata lo, but if you did not give him, da, I want you to know, mishomed al yamino poreh mimecha. The one standing on his right will pay you back. Dichtiv lo shia mishofetei nafsho. As the verse says, God saves the poor from those who press him.